Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Coach Radio Network, where we share expert and professional coaching techniques to help make a difference in your life. I'm Claudette Tinevere, joined by my two co-hosts, Kim LaVita and Jennifer Flynn, and today's episode is on next steps, dealing with change, transitions, and the unknown. Now, life has a funny way of, you know, making our lives interesting. And as much as you plan for everything you think is going to go your way, the truth is that, you know, we are faced with changes and transitions and even the unknown. And how do you deal with that? And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, are you ready to deal with things that are changing and that you may not have control over? And so today our coaches are going to share with us how to deal with the unknown, major changes that we go in our life, whether we want to or not, and what are the next steps. Now, I'd like to start off our show by letting you know that you can join us on our call in two ways. You can either call us at 646-716-9397, or you can join us on the chat room in the box just below the Blog Talk Radio chat box. And we'd love to hear your comments and your feedback. If you have anything you want to contribute to the conversation, go ahead, either call or you know, type it in the chat box, and we'll be happy to address any of the comments or issues, or even if you have feedback, we'd be happy to hear that. But before we start, let me share with you a little bit more about Life Coach Radio Show and our co-host. So Life Coach Radio Networks comprise of Life Coach Radio Network, International Life Coach Radio, and Life Coach Chat Channel, or the brainchild of creator and executive producer and host Russ Perry. Now, Russ brought together over 40 life coaches from around the world to share their wisdom, expertise, and professional coaching techniques with you all for free. Now, the shows air daily and on various topics people are struggling with, such as relationship, career, finance, personal development, and more. Now, I'd love to introduce and invite Kim LaVita, followed by Jennifer Flynn, to tell us a little bit more about themselves, what they do, and how we can reach them before we jump right in on our topic for today, which is next steps dealing with change, transition, and the unknown. So, hi, Kim. I'd love for you to share with us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and where people can find you.
Hi, Claudette. Hi, Jennifer. It's great to be with both of you today. Thank you so much. And I am Kim LaVita. I am the founder and CEO of Kim LaVita Coaching. I am a lifestyle and business coach who teach women entrepreneurs, business owners, and health and wellness professionals how to lead happy and healthy lives while building and leading successful and profitable businesses so that they can experience less stress and more success. And I'm also a regular monthly co-host on Life Coach Chat Channel. And if you're listening and you want to check me out further, you can check my website at www.kimravida.com. And again, it's a pleasure to be here with both of you.
Excellent. Thank you, and I'm glad to be with you here today again. And Jennifer, I'm glad that you're here, and this is the first time we're together, so this will be awesome. So please share with us a little bit who you are, what you do, and where people can find you.
Great. Well, hello, ladies. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm Jennifer Flynn. I am a certified life coach and a certified Reiki master. I work with people who find that life is living them instead of them living life, generally as a result of balance or lack of balance. So I help them reestablish balance. I bring the map and the flashlight, and through the creation of a clear vision, I offer tools and strategies that help realize a more blissful existence. And you can find me at jenniferflynnlifecoach.com or at my website. There's a number of social media options, so you can pick your favorite one and contact me there as well. I am also a co-host here on the Life Coach Chat Channel. and look forward to connecting with you guys today. I think we have a great topic.
Excellent. Thank you. I'm glad that you're here also, Jennifer. So my name is Claudia Tenevere, and I love making miracles happen for people, and at least that's what my clients say about what I do for them. So when women call me and tell me that they don't know what to do with their family or in their marriage or what they want in their own lives, I magically help them turn their lives around with my simple system that I've developed over the years. So sometimes, you know, the answers that we're seeking are staring us in the face, but for whatever reason, we just can't see those solutions. I'm here to make them appear and support you in implementing those solutions and turn your relationships from one that of surviving to one that is thriving, one step at a time. Now, my expertise is in communication and conflict resolution skills, and I love creating strong and healthy relationships by providing you with the skills and techniques that will help you create miracles in your life. I'm a regular co-host on Life Coach Radio Network and offering professional coaching advice that you can implement right now and that will transform your relationship one step at a time. I'm very active on Facebook, Google+, as well as Twitter and LinkedIn. Now, to find out more about me, you can visit my website, which is www.stepmomcoach.com. So I'm really excited about talking about change, transitions, and the unknown, because I don't think there's a single human being on this planet that doesn't have to deal with at least some change or transition in life. It's part of a normal growth of our existence here. So I'd love for, let's start with Kim here. I'd love for us to talk about the different changes that someone can go through life. And, you know, just share a few of the changes and transitions that someone can go through, and then we'll talk a little bit more about those. So, Kim, just if you want, just share a little few changes and transitions that you know you've helped people go through that people deal with on a day-to-day basis or even during their lifetime.
Well, Claudette, because that's a big bucket, right? There's a lot of change and there's a lot of transition. But one that I have forefront in my head is a high school student going from being a high school student to a college student and becoming independent in their living. And I happen to be helping a client of mine with that, with his one of his children. And they don't have a lot of responsibility as a high school student, and then they're sort of thrown into this college experience and might not know what to expect. And now they're on their own if they're living away, and they're sort of taking care of themselves. No, they're not sort of. They are taking care of themselves, and they might not be equipped to doing it. And so many kids get scared, and they're afraid, and they don't know, and it's the unknown, which I believe the fear of the unknown is what causes a lot of unrest and fear, because they don't know what to do, and so they'll come home, and they won't live away. They won't stay in their new environment where they could thrive, provided that they had a little bit of know-how or skills or a support system there for them. Mm. So that's one. And then another one is a newly married couple. And if, you know, they're young and they go from home to being married, that's one thing. But if you have two individuals who sort of, I don't know why I keep saying sort of today, but I do, who live on their own independently, and then they come to be married, and now what? And, you know, that can be, again, scary and the fear of the unknown, and you're used to doing one thing. I just talked to a good friend of mine, and she has a son, and I said, is he thinking of getting married? And she said, well, he's kind of afraid of losing his freedom. And I laughed at his freedom, and I didn't laugh because it was funny, but I said, I was curious, and I said, freedom from what? Because he's working, he has a girlfriend. She said, from playing his video games. And my goodness. Yeah, right? Who would have thought that? Yeah. But you know what? I love that he was forward thinking about that. So now he can address it and say, you know, hey, I'm afraid of losing my freedom of playing the video games. And his girlfriend who wants to get married can say, well, you don't have to not play a video game. So that actually is kind of cool, but you know, I digress. So a young married couple coming together, and that's a major change that will bring on transition and teach their lives.
Yeah, those are great examples that came, you know, high school, from high school to college, especially that Sheldon is like the end of school year or almost the end of school year, and, you know, it's time to think about going to school, to college, and it's a lot of unknown, and you're right, you know, there's a lot of unrest and fear, and again, the newly married couple, you know, coming together, and we'll explore these two examples a little more in depth in a few minutes. I want to give the chance to Jennifer to share a little bit some of the transitions or changes, you know, that what are some examples of transitions and changes that you've dealt with your clients, and, you know, and we'll share a little bit more about those in a minute as well. So do you want to share a few examples of, you know, transitions and changes, Jennifer?
Absolutely. Kind of on a spin-off on what Kim had suggested with, you know, graduations and from high school, there's also a transition there that happens with the parents if it's their last kid flying the nest or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a transition in that scenario as well where, you know, their relationship can undergo changes, or how they interact or the level of interaction that they experience when they no longer have the shared experience of a child in the house. And, you know, graduations with respect to, I've got one client just newly here that is graduating college, and that transition from being a student, eating ramen, you know, living like a pauper, and now moving into, you know, I'm a big kid, got to get a real job, you know, you're kind of getting out from under that parental help financially and really making it on your own. That is sometimes a really huge transition, and I'm seeing, you know, students who are graduating college with a degree, but yet finding that they're having to find employment alternatively because they can't get a job with their current degree, and that there's a transition and a shift of mindset in just that experience as well. But outside of the example that Kim offered, I definitely, you know, also see a lot of change between people who are going from being a married couple to becoming parents, and career changes, you know, people who've been in the same career for 15 or 20 years and finding that it's not as fulfilling as it once was, and yet they feel stuck, but they aren't really sure what they want to do next. They just know it's not this anymore.
And, you know, and again, you brought some really great examples, like empty nesters. You know, when kids are leaving college, especially if this is either your only child or the last child leaving, becoming an empty nester, it's a huge transition. And if you don't think about it, you know, how do you deal with it? Because, in essence, it is something unknown. For some parents are saying, yay, finally we're alone. And then they realize, wow, it's not what we thought it was going to be. And the other, I mean, I've been an empty nester for about 10 years. So. But the thing is, it's really interesting to see. It's not at all what we thought it would be. The other thing you mentioned is becoming parents. You know, if it's your first baby, you know, that's a lot of changes and transitions that happen. For myself, some of the transitions or changes that I work with, and I've had many clients come to me, is becoming an instant mom. If you're a stepmom, if you're a single lady, and all of a sudden you marry a man who has children from a previous relationship, you know, that's a huge change and transition in that, you know, you don't have a honeymoon period when, as Kim mentioned, you know, newly married couple, and Jennifer mentioned being married and then having kids, you know, there's a psychological transition. But when you become a step-parent, whether you're a stepmom or a stepdad, and you marry someone who has children from a previous relationship, and you're wondering, oh, my gosh, you know, I thought this was going to be so much easier and so more simple, and there's some changes to deal with. Another one that we didn't mention was retirement, because you mentioned changing jobs and career, but retirement is a huge transition that when we don't prepare for can really be challenging and difficult. So let me ask you, ladies, you know, these are some of the changes that we all go through at some point in life. You know, whether it's ourselves directly or indirectly, we go through this. But one of the things I see is we fail to prepare. And I'd love for us to talk a little bit about this. You know, why is it that in your personal experience and in your professional experience, why is it that people fail to prepare for changes and transitions that we know are going to happen? So let's start with Kim on this. Failing to prepare, why is it that you think that happens? And then we'll share a little bit more on what we can do about it.
That is, oh my gosh, that's such a great question. So, you know, there's a saying that says if you plan to fail, you fail to plan. But yet, you're right, we do fail to plan or prepare. And I think sometimes for some people, I know for myself, I just figured I'd be able to do whatever it was I was going to do, and I didn't really need to give any thought to it until I was in it and thought, oh, wait a minute here. I'm in over my head. I have no idea what I'm doing. And we actually just had an experience at the house yesterday. We were redoing our living room, and my husband starts picking up items. And I go, hold it. And he looked at me, he says, what? And I said, well, hold on, we have to figure out where we're going to put this stuff first. And I took a step back for myself, and I said, oh my gosh, this is that pre-planning step. It's a step before you actually do something. And so because we don't have a lot of space, and all of our space is pretty well allocated and used, so where were we going to put the stuff we were taking out of one whole room? Anyway, so we failed to plan, to answer your question, Claudette, sometimes because we don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, or we could be afraid, so we say, oh, I'll think about it later, I'll worry about it later, or we're so busy being in fear that we're stuck, or what's the word, I don't want to say stuck, we're sort of frozen. So depending upon what is, or we've never been taught. And I know for me sometimes it's that I didn't know because I had never been taught. I didn't know how to start with my business. I didn't know, do a business plan, and what are you going to do, and how are you going to do it? But those are just really general questions. When you go deeper, you realize, wow, there's a whole lot more here. Kind of like me saying, okay, wait a minute, we got to figure out what we're doing with this stuff. Let's get a box. Let's create space. And then let's get rid of it if we're not going to use it again. Or we don't know what to do with it, put it in a space, start that process there. And that's a really small example of thinking about it and preparing for the process. And, you know, there's many people who say people plan their vacations with more time and effort than they plan their lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's true. So for me, I think people fail to plan because they either don't know, they haven't been taught, they don't know what to expect, they don't know what to do, never mind how to do something. And so they just sort of go with the flow and either are pleasantly surprised or completely stupefied.
And I love what you said, Kim, about, you know, vacation. It's true that people will spend a lot of time planning their vacation and planning, you know, what the fun things to do, but they forget to plan their life. And, you know, a lot of times people will spend a lot of money, you know, doing art classes or going to learn a different language, but they forget to educate themselves or learn, or, you know, about being a parent, about being a a couple about being, even in their new jobs, not a lot of people will get some training, but sometimes the training is lacking. So, you know, lack of preparedness makes it very challenging. And again, like as you said, sometimes we just don't know. Or we don't think it's such a big deal, or we're frozen in the unknown. So great point. Jennifer, what about you? What is it that you think happens, or why is it that people fail to prepare? According to what you've seen or your expertise in that area?
Well, I would say, you know, I'm not sure that anyone ever sets out to fail to plan. I don't think it's something we consciously do. And as creatures of habit, sometimes we get so comfortable in our current state that, you know, I think we can all agree few of us are big fans of change, as far as like we just love it so much. And I think sometimes what happens is we get caught in that survival mode of, you know, just the day-to-day overwhelm of, we kind of live in a society of, you know, instant gratification, everything's available, you know, we want to have it all, be it all, do it all. And sometimes we kind of get overwhelmed with all the things on our plate and get into that survival mode where life starts living us, and it's just about getting through the day. And the idea of thinking ahead and trying to plan, or it becomes overwhelming at that point, because you think of all the things you have on your plate right now. The idea of thinking of what's coming next, it's like I can't even contemplate it. And if we could, you know, take a step back or take a step outside and, you know, broaden our perspective from the here and now and be able to kind of look forward and begin with the end in mind, I think a lot of it comes down to kind of what you touched on a little bit with vision, or, you know, maybe goal setting or expectations, or, you know, what am I really here to do? How do I want my life to look? And then patterning our choices and our decisions and our next steps to be in line with that vision that we create for ourselves. But I think we forget, or we miss the you know, that important step of creating the vision.
Yeah. I agree with you. So sometimes we're just moving forward, not sure. You know, we're moving forward without knowing where we want to end up being. And you know, I see this a lot with couples who remarried. With children from a previous relationship, you know, they forget to have a vision. What kind of marriage, what kind of family are you seeing yourself as having, as being? Retirement is another great example. You know, I want to retire one day, but what will it look like? Or you're going to college. Well, what is it going to look like after we finish college? What is it, our plans? And you know, it's true. We live in a society that loves instant gratification. If we just look at our technology, we have emails, we have, texting, we have social media. We're not waiting anymore for letters to come in the mailbox. Actually, kids are excited to find out, like, wow, there's something actually in the mailbox other than the mail. Or, well, even bills don't come in the mailbox anymore. It's mostly from, paying online. But, you know, some of the things I see where people sort of, don't prepare or don't anticipate change is they sometimes think, well, it's not going to happen to me. It happens to everybody else, but it doesn't happen to me. So you know, that thinking that it's someone else's that's going to happen. And in this case, if you're thinking of your health, I know we didn't mention that earlier, but health-wise, you know, we can go through a healthy spurt in our lives, and all of a sudden we become sick. And it's hard to plan for that because no one actually plans on and getting sick. But, you know, it can happen to all of us. So, you know, if you have no way of dealing with it and having some kind of support system, and I know we mentioned a few of that, I think it was Kim or Jennifer, you mentioned about support system. You know, if you don't have a support system, then when you're dealing with changes that you may not have anticipated, it's really hard. So, and I know we didn't talk about this, but I'd love to talk about, you know, some of the changes that we don't have any control over that happen to us, but it's something that we can't really prepare for. So let's talk about changes when it happens to our health, or changes regarding losing someone in our lives, or changes regarding having to lose your job and find something else. So those are changes that occur to us without our being prepared. So what can someone do to, you know, take on those or deal with those changes? Let's say you're sick and that, you know, you were always healthy, but all of a sudden you're sick. So what are some of the strategies a person can do to help deal with that kind of change, or losing their job, or losing someone they love close to them? So let's start with Jennifer with this one. So what are some of the things that a person can do to help them deal with those changes that they may have no control over?
Well, I think, you know, in any situation like the ones that you mentioned, support is probably critical and key. I think having a good support system, and if you don't have that familial or, you know, friendship type support system, certainly seeking out a group or, you know, a coach or, you know, someone of the like that can help you kind of keep on track. That's, you know, really important. I know a lot of times it's easy for folks to kind of hit that, you know, again, that survival mode, and we can kind of tuck away that experience and just try to get through it. But I think it's really important to make sure that we take the time to process and integrate that experience, regardless of how painful it may be. You know, certainly you don't want to unpack and spend your whole existence in that space, but filing it away for later and then having triggers bring it to the forefront kind of chronically throughout life doesn't serve very well either. So, you know, finding a way to make sure that you experience the experience with some support and, you know, integrating it as part of your story and, you know, trying to have that, you know, support in place to help you either start telling a new story or, you know, creating it as part of your existence in a way that it doesn't take over your existence.
Yeah, and I love what you said about creating a new story and experience the experience. And I'd love for us to go a little deeper in those two areas, but I want to give Kim the chance to share a little bit about, you know, how do you see helping someone that has gone through a change that they have no control over, whether it's like the, you know, the loss of someone important, somebody getting sick, losing your job. What are some of the things that you would recommend someone does, Kim?
Well, I loved what Jennifer said because she mentioned support system, and that is so key. A lot of times we think, oh, well, we have to handle this all ourselves. I can do it, or I don't want to share, I don't want to tell anybody. I don't want them to see what I'm going through, and really what will help you get through what you're going through is to have that support system. system. Now, you don't necessarily have to tell everybody, but somebody who is close to you or a coach or a therapist or somebody that you trust to help guide you through, but also to recognize, and you mentioned it earlier, Claudette, we're in an instant gratification society where, okay, you know what, oh, I just broke my leg, oh, it needs to be healed like tomorrow, or, you know, I had this death, and okay, I have to be better tomorrow, to give yourself the permission to just be with whatever is happening. And, you know, because illness, loss of your health, you can mourn a death, absolutely, and loss of a job. I mean, those are big, big things, loss of an opportunity that you may have, you know, wanted to have but didn't. You know, say you were up for a promotion and you didn't get it. You know, we sort of are a society of, oh, we have to just, you know, keep on marching, just go through, just plow through. I can't tell you how many times my clients will say, I just have to break through this. And, yes, breakthroughs are really key, and as coaches we help people with a, quote-unquote, breakthrough, and I mean that in terms of allowing yourself to go through a process of discovering, feeling, and changing, not just plow through and get to the other side. So having that breakthrough of being, okay, you know what, it is okay for me to be mad. It is okay for me to be sad. It is okay for me to mourn. And then going on to, as Jennifer said, creating a new story. And she used, what I love to use with my clients is begin with the end in mind. So once you are starting to feel better, what do you want your outcome to be? And then remember that you are at the cause of your life and not at the effect of it, regardless of what has happened in your life or what you feel has happened to you. You now have that within to decide where, you know, what does my new story look like? What do I want it to be? But I think just given the permission to be in that, you know, moment of I'm sad, I'm really disappointed, I'm missing, you know, my loved one, whatever it happens to be that, you know, is life-changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you're right. And, you know, giving ourselves permission to be okay with not always being in control, okay with being sad, okay with mourning, okay with being where we are at this point. And, you know, a lot of times I think we want to so much be in control of everything in our life that we forget that in being in control, we may miss opportunities of something better, because when you're in control, you're going in the direction you think is the best one, when in fact it may not. And it's like, you know, if you're going on a certain path, a certain direction, and you think this is absolutely where I want to go, I'm not going to deviate from that direction, but you may be missing golden nuggets along the way. And sometimes the golden nuggets are in the form of, you know, something that is not always healthy, like being sick or you know, the loss of someone. If I think back when my husband had his cancer 7 years ago, you know, when I told people, well, you know what, it's a blessing because it's bringing us together. We're taking the time to live and to enjoy our life. Not that we didn't do it before, but we're doing it even more purposefully. And people would look at us thinking we were weird. You know, how can you see a disease or something as bad as cancer as a blessing? But, you know, sometimes you have to be able to look beyond what's in front of you and what's under your nose and you know, look beyond. And both of you mentioned, you know, having a vision, looking, starting, think what you want, or begin with the end in mind and move from there. And, you know, there's a lot that we can share about this. But before we do and to continue, I just want to share with our audience about some upcoming shows that we have. And again, you know, we have three stations. The one that we're on today is Life Coach Radio Network. And on April 29th, which is tomorrow at 12 noon, you have New You City Chat that you can join and listen to. Then we have on Thursday at 2 p.m., we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Claudia Darcy. Now on Life Coach Chat Channel, we have, and that is tonight at 9 p.m., which is Monday, April the 28th, we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph. And then on International Life Coach Radio, we have today, which is April 28th, at 4 p.m., we have Artists, Lives, and Careers with David J. Diamond, and his guest is Todd London. So, and if you want to find out more about our upcoming shows, you can go to LifeCoachRadioNetworks.com or follow us on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network or on Twitter on Life Coach Radio. So we've been talking with Kim Rivita and Jennifer Flynn, as well with Claudette Chenevere, on Next Steps, Dealing with Change, Transition, and the Unknown. And we've been talking about, you know, what we can do to help or to deal with certain transitions. So we talked about high school to college. We talked about newly married couples with a baby. We talked about becoming an instant parent, empty nesters, retirement. So some of the changes, I mean, we just talked about some of the changes that can be difficult. We talked about, you know, the loss of a job, the losing your health, being sick, losing someone. But some of the changes that we face can be a lot of fun, and not all changes are negative. So I'd love for you to share, you know, some of the fun changes that we can do, and what does that do for us? Why is it important that we go through some changes that are fun? So let's start with Jennifer on this. What are some of the changes that can be fun, and why is it important to have some changes that inspire us and are fun for us?
Well, I think that, you know, even some of the changes that we listed previously that can be challenging, from the right point of view, can be exhilarating and fun as well. I mean, becoming a parent, whether that is a birth parent or a step parent or an adoptive parent or retirement, graduations, weddings, you know, career changes, all of those things in the right light can be just as fun as they can be challenging. Beyond that, you know, some of the things, you know, graduating from college and being out on your own and, you know, getting a job in the field of your choice, you know, as your passion, and being able to kind of fulfill your destiny or your life's purpose, I mean, those are definitely things that, you know, really bring a lot of gusto to life.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, what you're sharing, Jennifer, is that any changes that are happening to us, I think it's a matter of perspective of how you look at it, right? You know, as I mentioned earlier, I talked about my husband having cancer, and most people would be devastated. Now, mind you, we weren't jumping for joy, but we weren't crushed either because we knew there were opportunities or possibilities for growth, and that, you know, depending on how we came about it, you can have a positive outcome. And I know for us, the doctors kept saying, you know, it's all in your attitude. It's all in how you view it that will make a huge change. And I think that's what you're sharing, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great. What about you, Kim? What are some of the changes, you know, that are, we just talked about some of the changes that are difficult, but some changes can be fun. And so what are some of the things that you think You know, we just shared about your right point of view and attitude. So what are the things you see are the things that make changes more fun and, you know, willing to go through?
Well, I think, especially like your health, we mentioned health earlier, you know, if you get sick, but if you were to change how you looked at health in that it brings you enjoyment, then perhaps it would be more enjoyable to exercise. And if you looked at how you exercise, or if you looked at the word exercise and put activity, how could you bring fun into that? Now, a young family mm-hmm. can easily play with your kids. You know, somebody who's like 9, 10, 11-year-olds, you can still play with the kids. And just bringing in fun, like what do you consider fun? We tend to walk around thinking, oh, it's going to be so much work. I have so much to do. Even us doing our living room over, you know, my husband was mostly doing the scraping and everything. But, you know, all of a sudden I'd be like, this is so much fun. And, of course, he'd turn around and look at me and we would laugh. I mean, did we end up having fun? Yes, we did. And it's something we wanted to do. So, you know, what makes your heart sing? What brings joy into your heart? You know, if you have a business, why did you go into business? Probably to have a better life. Well, how can you have that? You know, you're working, you have a job. How can you make that job better? You know, if you absolutely hate it, can you bring in flowers and look at that and enjoy those? You know, think about bringing in fun and enjoyment into your life. And we can do that simply by just smiling. Or even, in, you know, having a conversation in your head saying, oh, I feel great. This is going to be a great day. We tend to, again, plow through, hurry up, get through our day so we can get on with living our life. Well, guess what? We are living our life each moment. So how can you make that more enjoyable? How can you bring fun in? So I think it's just being mindful of the fun, and, you know, I'm going to go back to giving yourself permission to have fun and laugh out loud and sing and hum and dance, whatever it is, and my guess is things won't feel like so much quote-unquote work anymore.
Yeah, and I love what you said about giving permission because, you know, sometimes, you know, I think that people are afraid of giving themselves permission to enjoy certain things that may be difficult, or they don't give themselves permission to be upset or grieve because they don't know. They're struggling with, well, what is it I'm supposed to do? And, you know, a lot of times I think that we do have the answer inside of us, and I know as coaches, part of our training is to help people discover what's inside of them. And so, you know, take the time to, you know, go deep inside yourself, ask yourself those questions. And, you know, I think one of the things, and we may have mentioned it earlier, but I think it's a normal process to resist change, and I think maybe Jennifer mentioned that, I'm not quite sure, but that we have a tendency to resist change because we like to be comfortable. You know, we look for things that we are familiar with. We look for things that feel comfortable so that we can continue doing the same thing over and over. But in that comfort zone, within our area of feeling, you know, knowing, being predictable, can also bring boredom, bring a sense of blahness in our life. And, you know, so, you know, when people are blahed or don't have any more enthusiasm for what they're doing, that's when I think people get into trouble. So what are your thoughts about this? I'd love for you to share about, you know, being too comfortable, what happens when we are too comfortable, whether it's in a relationship or jobs or lives. You know, what's the consequence of being too comfortable in our lives? And you know, what's the price that we can pay for being too comfortable? So, Kim, I'll have you start, and then I'll ask Jennifer.
Well, I think sometimes we go mindless and we sort of check out. So in terms of, say, work, you may not be on your game, or you may forget something, or you may be there but not really there. Your mind is somewhere else. And then all of a sudden something's brought to your attention and you're completely blindsided. And then in our personal lives, we could be hurting someone's feelings without really intentionally doing it, but just maybe we're not paying enough attention to them, or they're feeling left out, or like you're not there for them,
mm-hmm.
not feeling supported or heard or included, and checking out on ourselves. Again, it's not being fully present in your life. So if you're if your body is here, but you're there, you're missing out, regardless of what it is you're doing, which is why I mentioned, you know, being in your moment, whatever that moment is, and making it your moment. Now, I don't like, I don't love bookkeeping, but I love the outcome of the bookkeeping. So, and, you know, I like when I can update my checkbook and see it's a positive balance. I like that. So I sort of look at it in that respect. I'm doing this because and I love to pay my bills on time and even early. That makes me feel good. I love to connect with people. So even though I might be having a hectic day, there's millions of ways I can connect with them so that they know that I am there for them and I'm thinking about them. So when we, you know, get too comfortable, we sometimes don't see the finer things. We take a lot of things for granted. And a lot of people for granted, and there's a lot of hurt feelings.
Yeah, I love what you just said. You know, being when we get become too comfortable, we become mindless of what's going on. We do things on autopilot, and then don't realize that you know if you're living your life on autopilot, you know you become robotic, and then you know you may be missing out on too many great things and. Like anything in life, there are things that we're doing that we may not be excited about or they may be uncomfortable to do, but if you don't do it, there's a price to pay. You know, there's actually a price to pay to being too comfortable. So, Jennifer, what are your thoughts about, you know, being too comfortable and the price we pay? What are some of the things that you see in what you do and how do you help people with that?
Well, I think one of the things that you guys both touched on was complacency. You just kind of get comfortable and you just, you know, maintain the status quo and, you know, you just kind of coast through. And, you know, I think we all know if we're coasting, the only way we can coast is if we're going downhill.
Mm.
We can't coast uphill. We can't coast on a flat plane. The only way we can coast is if we're going down the hill. And I think that can lead to people kind of getting in a place where they're stuck or maybe even depressed. If we're not changing, then we're not growing. And one of the things that, you know, is it's not necessarily in the hierarchy of needs specifically, but one of the things we as humans, I believe, need is growth to be happy and to be fulfilled in our lives. And when we start, you know, resisting change or lacking in change, you know, we begin to coast, and then we start to kind of slide down that hill. And, you know, I think somebody had told me once that the best thing I could ever do for myself in life is get really comfortable with being uncomfortable, because there's those stages of change where before things become cemented and become part of, you know, our automatic response, when we're going through that process of change, the first part of that is, discomfort. It's different because we're telling a new story. Any kind of change we're going through, we are altering the story we've previously told ourselves. And I think one of the things that always comes to mind when I think about change, I don't think any of us are perfect at it, and I think it's something that, you know, we all will continue to evolve around. But there was a time when I was particularly bad at it, and my husband, three things always come to mind. He would just look at me, because if we moved something by 15 minutes, it would be, like, crippling for me. because I budget my time, and I'm just one of those regimented, routine-oriented people. And he would just look at me, and he'd be like, accept, adapt, and overcome.
Hmm.
And I think that that really, you know, those three words, for me anyway, really trigger a reminder of, you know, anytime change comes about, I need to accept it, adapt to it, and then overcome it. Now, those three things can mean something different to whoever is in the position to be in change. But for me, I think those are, you know, three really big takeaways when change comes about. Because the only thing in life I think that we can ever count on is that change is apparent, because it's a dynamic, not static process. It's the one thing you will always have is change.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what you just said about accept, adapt, and overcome. You know, it's and change will always exist. I mean, of everything in life, you know, every single day you get when you wake up, it's a new day. And it's going to be a different day than it was yesterday, and it's going to be a different day than it will be tomorrow. And, you know, you got to, you know, accept it, adapt it, and overcome whatever is happening. And you know, I love what you just shared. You know, a lot of times when I work with couples or with women, you know, often they come to me with areas of their husbands are getting too comfortable. And this is particularly with stepmoms, their husbands are too comfortable in not wanting to deal with conflict. And so they just pretend it's not there. And so because they're thinking that, you know, if I don't deal with a conflict, it's going to go away. And unfortunately, it doesn't. And so they become too comfortable just ignoring the problem, pretending it's not there. And then the more you ignore it, and the more lack of romance and appreciation for one another, or even just couples who are not wanting to rock the boat, and they just coast, as you said, Jennifer. I love what you said about coasting. When you're coasting, you're going downhill, and it's true. You know, it's a great visual that you can't coast uphill; you only can coast downhill. And you need to give it momentum and some power to move uphill. And that requires energy. It requires intention. It requires a purpose. And so, and especially in relationships, if you're thinking of, you know, well, I don't want to wreck the boat. I we'll keep it simple. Well, eventually what will happen is you're going to wake up one day and you're going to look at your partner and you're going to say, wow, who is this person? Why are we together? And then you just lose the momentum, the interest from one another, and then it's really sad, because there was a point where you were together because there was some change. You come together because you inspired and motivated one another, you know. And as you mentioned, both of you mentioned, you know, we need to grow in order to be fully alive. If you look at a plant where it starts as a seed, if it did not struggle to go outside and break that shell to become a plant, if it just stayed a seed because it was comfortable, well, we would never have the plants and trees and fruits and vegetables that we have. You know, there's struggle. There's, you know, there needs to be some form of expansion of our energy in order to get what we want. Otherwise, we just stay the way we are, and eventually we die a lonely death of not fulfilling who we are, our true selves. So, you know, there's a lot we can talk about, you know, change and transitions. So as we're approaching the top of the hour, I'd love for, you know, both of you to share, what are your best strategy or tip that you can offer someone who's struggling with change or transition that can help them keep the momentum going or at least get them started. So let's start with Jennifer on this. What are some of your strategies that you share with your clients to help them, you know, change or keep the momentum moving, or whether it's in a change or a transition, so that they can, you know, feel good about themselves?
Well, I think the thing that comes to the forefront of my mind is, you know, trying to remember that when change or, you know, something comes about, that it's really 10% of the issue or the event, but rather 90% of it is how we react to it, how we respond to it. And I really work hard with my clients to try to coach them into responding versus reacting. You know, I don't know if the difference resonates for people so much, but the, you know, the primary thing there is that the response is more of a calculated, measured control. You know, you're in charge, you get to choose, whereas the reaction is something that's more visceral and just kind of happens. And one of the ways we do that is through, you know, changing, you know, telling a new story, you know, changing how we look at the situation, and, you know, telling a new story in the sense of, you know, how do I want this to be? What, okay, here's what I don't want, here's what I don't like, what do you want, what do you like? And then trying to shift the focus to the outcome instead of staying focused on the event. But, you know, giving them back, I think one of the reasons that people struggle with change so much is that we feel like our control gets taken away. And so if we can give someone back, you know, let them take back their ownership a little bit by dictating, you know, while you can't change what happened, we can move forward and dictate how we want things to go from here. Again, 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react to it.
Yeah. And I love what you just said, you know, creating our new story. And we've talked about that throughout our time together, you know, changing, you know, creating a new story. Who do we want to be? You know, and how we respond to change and transitions is really key. You know, instead of reacting to it, the way we respond to it will make a huge difference. And, you know, do it in a conscious way every day, and it's something that we need to repeat every single day. It's not something that you do once and then forget about it. You rinse and repeat all the time, and so I think it's really important to remember those. Thank you. So what about you, Kim? What are some of your strategies that you share with clients about, you know, how best to deal with change and transitions?
Well, very similar to Jennifer's strategies, I have them notice when they are worried about the outcome or where fear might be showing up, and then to look at what it is that they can do and focus on that rather than focusing on what they can't do. Because like I said at the beginning, sometimes it's that fear that shows up, and the fear of the unknown or the fear of the outcome. And remembering that we have the ability to be at the effect of our outcomes, not necessarily, we have the ability to be at the cause, not the effect of our outcomes. And that everybody is in the driver's seat. And we have that ability, no matter what is happening around you. So we do choose how we can respond, as Jennifer mentioned, and how we want to respond. And so taking some time maybe to think about certain situations, how would I like to see myself respond in that situation. We all have that moment that we can take a pause and a breath and behave in the way that we really want to behave and not just be tossed around.
Yeah, I love that. And you know, again, you know, it's a lot about, you know, how we see and perceive it. You know, for myself, one of the things that I share is, you know, what's the silver lining within what's going on presently? What are some of the lessons or experiences that you can learn from what's going on at this moment whether it's good or bad, and how can you make it so that you can learn from this experience and make it, turn it into a positive experience. And I believe that whatever happens to us, there's a reason for it, and that we can definitely grow from anything that happens to us. And as a human being, our purpose is to grow and live and to inspire ourselves and others into, having a more fulfilled life. And so we're already at the top of our hour. And so before we go, I'd love again to share some of our upcoming radio shows on our sister channels. So on Life Coach Radio Network, tomorrow, April 29th at 12 noon, we have New You City Chat. And then on Thursday at 2 p.m., on Life Coach Radio Network, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Claudia Darcy. Then on Life Coach Radio, Life Coach Chat Channel, we have Believe with Life Coach Angelique Joseph, and that is today, April 28th at 9 p.m. And then on International Life Coach Radio, we have today, April 28th at 4 p.m., we have Artists, Lives, and Careers with David J. Diamond, and his guest is Todd London. So we've just spent a great hour talking about transitions, changes, and how to deal with the unknown. And we have, I'd love for Kim and then Jennifer to share with us some of the things that, one last tip that you can share with us, a final thought, and then how can people reach you? So let's start with Kim. Share with us what your last step and how we can meet you.
So a closing thought is to remember that you are the captain of your own boat, and you get to, I shouldn't have said captain because now I don't know if it's a pilot or sail. You get to sail it where you would like to and reach the destination of your liking in the way that you would like to get there. And you can learn more about me again on my website, which is kimravita.com, and also on Facebook, which is Kim Ravita Coaching, as well as Twitter at Kim Ravita, and if anyone wishes to send me a personal email, that's kim@kimravita.com. Thank you, ladies. It was fabulous to be here with both of you. And Jennifer, I'm adopting your accept, adapt, and overcome. I liked that a lot.
Yes, for sure. Excellent. So, Jennifer, again, thank you for being on the show. And if you want to share a final thought and where people can reach you, that would be great.
Thank you. I think when coming up against change, if you're finding that it's difficult or it's challenging you, I think the best thing to remember is, it's easy to focus on what we don't want or what we don't like about the situation, but if you can reach for a better feeling thought and turn that around and think about what do I want and put your energy, attention, and focus on that, you'll be amazed at how quickly your perception of the situation can shift. I can be reached at my website, which is jenniferflynnlifecoach.com, or on Facebook, which is probably my most popular social media outlet, at Jennifer Flynn Life Coach. And you can also email me directly at Jen with two N's, so J-E-N-N, at jenniferflynnlifecoach.com. And if you feel like you're interested, I can always offer a complimentary Get Acquainted session.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here on our show today. And some of my final thoughts are, change is part of life. It's the only thing that is constant in our lives. And when you learn to go with the flow and see what's possible, and learn from those experiences, whether they're good or bad. We can learn all the time. Then that's when we have a better sense of direction and purpose in our lives, and then we feel that we're actually living a full life. So, my name is Claudette Tenever, and I can be reached at claudette@stepmomcoach.com, and you can find out more about myself on my website, which is www.stepmomcoach.com, and you know, I invite you to follow me either on Facebook or on Google Plus, and you can do that by going to The Stepmom Coach, and I'll be happy to talk with you. Again, thank you, ladies, for being here. I really enjoyed our conversation. And if you have feedback for us or would like to suggest a show for the future, you can go to our website, www.lifecoachradionetworks.com. Again, thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful day.